How about it, race fans? This is Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. Coming to you with another one of Rich's Ramblings. And tonight, my topic is going to be that of indoor racing, since we are coming out of a time where we've had a couple of pretty high-profile indoor racing events. I thought this would be something I'd talk about. Of course, we've had the Gateway Nationals in St. Louis, which was back in December, and now just have finished up the Chili Bowl Nationals out in Oklahoma. So indoor racing's kind of come to the forefront here in the wintertime. It's difficult to race outside in many locations around the country. Taking the sport indoors has become the thing to do for the last few years. And I'll have to admit, I haven't always been the biggest fan of indoor racing. I haven't been a hater of it. I just haven't been a fan of it. I'm probably mostly because I have never really been to one of these events. That's probably what has kept me from being completely on board. I did go to a Supercross race one time back in Atlanta several years ago in the Georgia Dome. So I guess technically I have been to one indoor race anyway, but you can't deny especially this winter, the high profile status that these races have grown to, that they have really brought the sport of racing, and particularly dirt racing, to the forefront because of their location as much as anything. You know, the Gateway Nationals out in St. Louis, and the old home of the old St. Louis Rams back when that franchise was there. You know, that stadium isn't getting used for much of anything else now, so why not have a dirt race there? And of course, this year, you know, you had that moment with Tyler Carpenter really making a big splash and coming to the forefront in the sport. So that was fun to watch, fun to see all that play out, and we'll see how things carry on going forward for Mr. Carpenter. But for the sport in general, I think the Gateway Nationals have really been a real positive for the sport, because, you know, again, it's getting full-on attention during a time when racing hasn't normally gotten a lot of attention. So kind of keeping the fire stoked even during the so-called off season. And the Chili Bowl Nationals, man, that thing, of course, it's been around for years now, but that thing has grown into just a monster now, with all the attention it gets throughout all the racing world, not just in the midget sprint car world, but all over. And of course, you got guys like Kyle Larson, who won it this year, and Christopher Bell, who's won it multiple times before. And, you know, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Ryan Newman was there this year. So when you get names like that, of course, it's going to draw even more attention, because it's going to draw even more media coverage and whatnot to help the sport out as well. So, like I said, even though I haven't necessarily been a big fan of indoor racing, primarily because I haven't been to one, but also, you know, I haven't been a hater either, but I'm really, really coming on board with the benefits of indoor racing after this year's Gateway Nationals and after the Chili Bowl Nationals. I think both of those things have really created a positive buzz for dirt racing altogether. And kind of along that line, I don't know what it is. There are several factors that seem to be playing into it, but I've got a feeling that 2020 is going to be a real breakout year for dirt racing, with dirt late models or sprint cars or whatever. It just seems like the ball just keeps rolling, and the snowball is getting bigger and bigger. Dirt track racing is getting a lot more attention, it feels like to me, than it has in quite some time. And perhaps a lot of that's caused by the crossover from NASCAR drivers who have taken to the sport a little bit more so than they have in the past. Or I don't know, maybe there's some more TV coverage with things like MAV TV and Lucas Oil Racing TV, Dirt Vision, DirtOnDirt.com, all of those doing the live events, whether it be pay-per-view or some other form that they've got going on. But it just really feels like 2020 is going to be the year of dirt racing, and I'm anxious to see how it all plays out, if that proves to be true or not. But it just feels like there's really a positive buzz in the air for this sport that hasn't necessarily always been there. And, you know, part of it has to do with the innovative nature of taking races indoors and dialing up more pay-per-view coverage than what the sport's had. And, you know, this sport really does need innovators. It needs to be more creative than it has in the past. So hopefully that feeling that I have is the correct one, and we are really on the verge of a big breakout. But anyway, just thought I'd share those thoughts with you on indoor racing and just racing in general, for that matter. I hope you'll continue to check in with InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com, as you've obviously been doing, because our hit numbers have been really good here lately. But and we absolutely appreciate that. So many thanks to you, and hoping for the best of times for you until we talk again. This is Richard Allen saying good evening.